The Language of Desire, the Madonna Moan. This technique is not about pop music. It's about learning to tune in to the sexual superwoman at the core of your being, being 100% present with your desires and sensations, and learning to powerfully vocalize your rapture in a way that will make his toes curl. Does the thought of that freak you out a little bit? That's all right. It's normal to feel shy about letting down your guard and expressing such pure sexual emotion the first time or two. However, when I explain the potent effect this moan will have on your man, you'll definitely be willing to try it out. Plus, I have some exercises for you that will ease any anxieties you have and get you so comfortable you'll be Madonna moaning in no time at all. So why do women moan during sex? The surface answer is because it's what we've been taught. Romance novels describe heavy breathing and heaving bosoms and moaning in their sex scenes. Actresses writhe around making loud sighs and even screams and yowls on screen in movies rated PG to XXX. And the technical term for making sex noises is copulatory vocalizations. And if you've seen When Harry Met Sally, you can't forget the famous fake orgasm scene in the deli. We see examples like Meg Ryan, and on some level, most everyone has agreed that this is what sex is supposed to sound like. So we all do it to some degree. Now, the slightly deeper answer is that some women moan to indicate pleasure and as a way to communicate to their partner during sex. We've already discussed why we feel uncomfortable talking about sex, much less giving specific directions, but I'm going to teach you how to do that too. So moaning, sighing, and yesing becomes our default language during sex. Now, do men get turned on by our moans? In short, yes. A woman's moaning tells her man, excellent job. So men have learned to interpret our noises as positive affirmations. But there's actually a scientific connection too. More on that in just a sec. Also, we know women Also, we women know that sometimes a few well-timed moans and yeses can help your partner get to climax. But hurry up isn't the kind of moaning I'm teaching you here. The Madonna moan is not a way to hurry along intercourse to orgasm. This moan is authentic and driven by pure emotion, not acting or faking, and certainly not from watching the clock. Scientists have shown that making noise during sex serves as a desire driver. The moaning enhances pleasure for both partners, so you'll benefit from your Madonna moan as much as he will. Because when you're free with your vocalizations and moan with wild abandon, without fear or anxiety, the end result is bliss. So why will this blow his mind? Men's brains are wired to chase us and to please us. It's true. In the hypothalamus area of men's brains is a section specific to sexual pursuit. And it's 2.5 times bigger than women's. And I'm going to go into a lot more detail about brain and brain chemistry in Module 4. But this innate need to pursue you sexually is pre-programmed. And once he's caught you sexually, his brain shifts toward procreation, even if making babies is absolutely not on either of your agendas. I'm talking primal brain chemistry stuff here, not logical thinking and planning. So as a couple, you may be using 8 types of contraception to prevent pregnancy, but that doesn't mean his brain or yours is on the same no babies page. And female orgasm has a correlation to conception. Science shows us that when a female has an orgasm, there is an improved chance of the sperm and egg connecting. And going back to the whole point of this lesson, women indicate orgasm by making noise. So your moans actually tap into that primal part of his brain. And when your copulatory vocalizations are expressed from being totally in touch with your desires, the result is nothing short of fireworks for you both. Not only is that primal part of his brain activated, his ego is totally pumped up. It's like, wow, look how amazing I must be to make her moan, scream, or curse like that. So this, my friend, is a heavy-duty 1-2 punch of sexual satisfaction for a man. You're giving him this incredible affirmation on his sexual prowess while activating his brain chemistry at the same time. Okay, so let's learn the Madonna Moan in a simple 3-step process. Step 1 is finding your voice. In order to tap into your authentic moan, you do need to practice, because it may take some preliminary moans and sighs before you arrive at that sacred place emotionally to really be able to express yourself. So the first step is to perfect those warm-up vocals alone. Warming up and practicing helps you access your deep emotions and feelings. So here's some exercises that do just that. I want you to say his name. Practice saying his name out loud. And play with lowering the pitch of your voice, trying it out in different ways, say it slowly, like you're savoring every syllable. Just try it out, practice, experiment, and see what sounds good to you. This next one, I want you to moan while eating. Grab a container of yogurt or ice cream or something, and dip your spoon in and lick it off little by little, and let out some mms and ohs as you do it. Really get into it. Imagine he's watching you as you lick the spoon. You are seducing him with the way you're eating that delicious food. Okay, does this feel totally silly at first? Absolutely. However, the more you get used to the sound of your voice, the easier it is to use it. So, I do want you to do this. The next thing is to verbalize your desires. Grab your journal and worksheets from this module. And I want you to say out loud the things that turn you on or the sex acts you enjoy. And just read down your list. I am turned on by... Okay, so read through that list. Next, I want you to say them as if you're directing your partner or giving the play-by-play of what's happening. For example, you say, I love it when you lick, suck, bite, fuck, pound, kiss, nibble, spank my breast, neck, ass, pussy, or you feel so big, good, incredible, fucking amazing, huge when you fuck me or inside of me or on top of me or behind me. So add in a little bit of action to that list of desires. The point of saying your desires and the play-by-play out loud is just to get comfortable with these words, because you might be able to think them or write them, but saying them out loud, you might blush a little bit. So as you're working on your Madonna moan, these things might become part of that, or they might not. But verbalizing your desire accesses a slightly different part of your brain, which increases your connection to your core sexuality. And it also opens the door to those deeper desires that you may not have recognized were even there. So I promise you, there's a method to my madness here. Step 2 is to moan while masturbating. Finding some private time is ideal, so you can really let your vocalizations fly as you orgasm. For some of you, alone time isn't easy to come by. I get that. In that case, lock the door to your room or bathroom. Crank up some music to give yourself some privacy. You might even have to schedule it when you know people aren't going to be home. Think of your list of what turns you on and mentally conjure up your wildest or sexiest fantasy. As you start to pleasure yourself, begin to moan. As you build to orgasm, continue your moaning, but feel free to let out whatever happens naturally. So your moan may be a string of yeses and ums and ohs. Your moan may also be your partner's name said or screamed at varying volumes like you practiced before. And your moan may also be a whole bunch of oh gods along with a bunch of curse words. The point is, there's no one right way to do this. The important thing is just to let it out. Don't think about what you're saying and don't judge yourself and do not censor yourself. Just make the noises and say the words that happen as they happen. And I want to tell you, it's normal to feel completely self-conscious when you do this at first. So I have to confess something, I'll tell you. I felt like a complete idiot when I first tapped into my Madonna moan. I felt like I'd been possessed and was speaking in tongues, and afterward I was embarrassed by what had come tumbling out of my mouth. But there was something so powerful and fierce about expressing myself that way, and I let those feelings of power outweigh my insecurities. And that's exactly what I want you to do. Practice accessing your moan from that primal and uninhibited place. And when you feel comfortable, let's move on to step three. Step three is sharing your moan. One important thing to note is you may find that your moan may differ according to your mood or what you're fantasizing about when you masturbate. So remember, your Madonna moan isn't a one-size-fits-all noise. Your Madonna moan is when you are so tuned into your desires and emotions in the moment that you let go of your inhibitions. You access the core of your sexuality and you express whatever shows up. I tell you this because when you share your moan with your partner, it may end up different than when you practiced alone. And that's normal and it's to be expected. Now, there isn't an elaborate setup to getting ready to share. You just need to relax your thoughts and simply focus on how you feel, both emotionally and physically. What helps me is to mentally switch off the logical side of my brain and switch on the emotional side. You also need to banish any thoughts of self-consciousness. Remember, you are powerful, you are fierce, you are damn sexy, and you are going to blow his mind. It doesn't matter if this is a long, drawn-out lovemaking session or just a hot and heavy quickie. You can share your moan in any type of scenario. I've found that one way that's easy for me to get to my moaning place is just to start by saying his name and that I like what he's doing. And then from there, I allow myself to just verbalize whatever shows up. I don't think before I speak. And I let my moan take over and I just go with what happens. That is why this is powerful, because it's completely in the moment and totally uncensored. And always remember, there isn't a wrong way to do this. So let's talk about his reaction. Your man may react in a few different ways. He may growl right back at you in obvious approval. He may be inspired to join in and moan and let his own string of words fly. And he may be stunned into silence. This kind of primal display of your physical pleasure, it might shock him at first, but this does not mean that he's judging you or that he doesn't like it. It's quite the contrary. This may be the first time he's ever witnessed his own ability to bring a woman to the brink of divine ecstasy, especially if you've been the quieter type in the past. So you can smooth over any awkward silences by simply saying something like, "Wow, you really got me going tonight," with a big grin and a snuggle. He might ask you why this time was different or what he did to make you moan like that, and your response is totally up to you. One idea is to tell him that you finally feel free enough to express yourself that way with him, that he makes you feel safe to be uninhibited. Or you could just say, "I don't know, it just sort of came out," and leave it at that. No matter how he responds, just have faith that you've solidified your sexual connection. You've shown him how much he satisfies you and how in touch with your primal sexuality you are. His brain and his ego are now even more in tune with you. Okay, so what do you do if you get too nervous? If you find that you're letting stage fright take over, it's okay. Remember, it's normal to feel a bit scared to reveal this very vulnerable and real side of yourself. The first time may not go like you thought it would, and that's okay too. The point is to keep trying. Go back to steps 1 and 2, and the next time you have sex, try out step 3 again. The only thing I ask is that you don't give up.